And I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan to talk careers and how to go about it. Liam, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Aidan.
And welcome to the programme. Let's start with an email from Luke. I'm going for an interview next week with a man who can only be described as self-made, metaphorically speaking. He started out with nothing, built his business up from a humble start, minded it carefully, and it's still doing very well despite the economic conditions. He's a notoriously difficult man to impress, but over the years, he's brought some trusted lieutenants on board. All of them swear by him. He looks after them very well. I want to become one of those. Any advice?
Well, first of all, I think we all know a self-made person like that. In the west of Ireland, probably in particular, where industries tend to be smaller, that's a lot of what we have, really, I suppose, is people who started from humble beginnings, as Luke says there, and built up their business. And it's a very interesting question, and it's good that Luke is thinking about that, because too few people going to interview actually think about the person interviewing them, the person who owns the company. All that kind of stuff is a huge factor, so it's a good thing that Luke is taking time out to even contemplate how he might go about this, you know. The person that he has described, having worked their way from the ground up, they tend to have very high expectations of others, and as Luke says, they're very hard to impress. You could even say that they probably even hate paying people. They probably resent giving anybody money because they've worked so hard to create it and they want to be really sure that who they give the money to will give them value, you know. So they look for traits that they themselves have. In fact, there's an area in the study of this area that calls people like this the mini-me. They're looking for mini-me's. They're looking for people who work as hard as them, if not harder, looking for people who think with innovation like they do, and they look for people who really just throw themselves totally into the business. So if that's what Luke is trying to do, to get on that side of the fence with that employer, I would say that's the mentality he must bring into the interview.
Well, the individual in this instance, you know, Luke tells us he started out with nothing. He built his business up from a humble start. He minded it carefully. And unlike so many, many people, he has minded it through one of the worst recessions in the history of the state. He obviously is going to have certain attributes which, you know, brought about that success. The problem, of course, is will he be looking for too much of those attributes in whoever he's going to take on board?
I think it's fair to say that he will be looking for a lot of them. He won't apologise for that. You know, by that I mean he'll expect very long hours of work. He'll expect sort of the famous Alan Shatter 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning
indeed,
phone call.
Yes.
That kind of thing. That's what he'll expect. And, you know, he would, and this particular entrepreneurial type person that we're talking about has very obvious traits. They learn how to delegate, but they don't let go completely. They keep a very close eye on it. So if Luke wants to be, first of all, if he wants to work at that level, because there'll be no sort of letting go of, you know, diminution of commitment here. It'll be an absolutely fully committed job that Luke is going to do. In terms of the interview, which is what his real question is, he has to say in the interview things like, I am prepared to work whatever needs to be done here, the hours that need to be done here, so that I can prove to you I'm a success. So talking about, you know, if required or if I have to, I'll do it. There should be no sense of compulsion. It should be voluntary on Luke's part that he is going to roll up his sleeves here and work every hour God sends, so to speak. And, you know, while somebody may come on and say, well, from a HR perspective, this entrepreneurial person can't demand that of Luke, well, really he can. And at this stage, Luke better be willing and volunteering to give that. And, you know, the hard work is one of the things that people like this really value, and Luke better be showing that totally. And it's amazing in interviews how people use language that just betrays something that might not even be true, but, you know, say like, well, if I'm needed to do that, I'll do it. But in fact, that's not enough. It won't be strong enough for this man watching for any sign of anything less than 100%.
And I suppose Luke needs to ask himself, well, if this man wants me to be a workaholic, I may have to be if I want the job badly enough.
And he may have to tell him he's a workaholic as well. Yes.
Yes,
and as I said, we every HR rule in the book may be shattered, but
yes,
this is real politics here. This is the way it actually is. He made an interesting point in his question that he's brought some trusted lieutenants on board and they all swear by him that looks after them well. What Luke is trying to do here is become a trusted lieutenant. You know, he's going to try to become someone that this man trusts in total, completely, and that won't be done. It will have to be done in the furnace of hard work, and I'd say there's no other way around that. So I'd say his interview performance should reflect that. I know we're painting an unduly grim picture, but I would say his interview performance should reflect that, because this man won't give his money away lightly and won't be easily impressed.
And just finally on this one, even if you think of success stories, and I'm just thinking now of Michael O'Leary, I mean, if you look at the people around Michael O'Leary, close to the top of Ryanair, they're all driven men too, very similar in outlook, if not identical in outlook, to Michael O'Leary. And I suppose Michael O'Leary takes the view, well, if this company is gone to the top and is going to stay at the top, then I need somebody like myself, or several somebodies like myself, to do just that.
Yes, and you can notice as well, as Ryanair go into a new period in their evolution, that they've slightly different message they're going with. But I'd say the basic core values of working very, very hard will still be retained there. Companies like also use psychometric testing and that to get a nice balance in a company.
So what exactly is that? Just explain that to me.
It's basically where you look at people's behavioural characteristics. So if you, I mean, it's best often best told by looking at the world of sport or the world of politics, that if we go back to the 70s and 80s, Brian Clough and Peter Taylor in Knott's Forest, that one was the sort of gregarious front of house man and the other one was the tidy up man in the background. And I would imagine if you look at the Ryanair structure, somewhere behind the gregarious front of house man, you have some people who tidy up and make things logical after Michael O'Leary has sort of burned the ground with some new idea, you know. Companies, enlightened companies, know what mix they need to get as well. So it's not everybody being exactly the same, but there could be the same core attributes of hard work behind it all, but they may have different skills to bring to the party. So I would say to Luke, he can bring his skills and make sure he does talk about his skills in the interview, but it must all be underpinned by hard work, I would say, in this case.
And just before we wrap up on this, Liam, second question. My last company closed. What can I do to get a reference from them? This might be a question posed by many people indeed.
Yeah, that's a very common one now. People tend to think maybe a little bit sort of narrowly on this one. The company may have closed, but people you worked with, your boss, your line manager, the overall boss, they're still somewhere. And there's nothing wrong with putting down in brackets after somebody's name, former manager of, ex-manager of, my former boss here kind of thing. So I would say develop personal contacts with those people. I would also say to people, as you're going through jobs, get your written references as you go along, because just as this question reflects, you may not be able to get somebody easily 3 years' time or 10 years' time. So get them as you go along. You can always use your written references a number of ways in the whole job searching process. But in this case, go and find somebody who was your boss or colleague or whoever who can vouch for you and get their name and number and tell them, most importantly, that they will be getting a call.
In other words, you go right for the jugular if you have to.
Absolutely, yeah. The fact that that person no longer works there is in some ways immaterial, I would say. They can still say that you were a good worker, you'd got this, you'd got that, you got this kind of ability. So, you know, if they can speak for you, it's like going to court and leaving a good witness at home, you know.
And just finally, Liam, are employers statutorily obliged to give you a reference? That's not grounded in law.
I don't think they are, and I know that some companies will not put anything in writing.
Right.
They will take a phone call. Some companies will only give an acknowledgement that you worked from such and such a time and such a place. That's all. It's a little more litigious world we live in.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because when I was wearing another hat, I recall on one occasion giving advice to an individual who had given a reference. The reference was not equal to what was the individual concerned, and he was threatened with litigation. So you need to be very, very careful.
Absolutely. I know of a gentleman who gets around that by saying if he wants to give an ambiguous reference, he says that such and such a man is capable of anything.
And that covers everything.
Hopes that the reader gets the nuance. you're not. I don't think you're statutorily obliged, and lots of companies won't do it, as I said. But lots of people are very happy. In my experience, and I get asked quite regularly to give references for people. You know, you do your best for somebody when you get a call. So pick your referee carefully. Pick somebody who is communicative, who had good time for you, who's likely to understand the significance of what you're trying to do next. You know.
Very good. We have to leave it there. We have no program next Monday, Liam, because it's the bank holiday weekend. But we will be back again with you, I hope, in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Very good. And on that evening, we'll be looking at a very practical question. what should I wear to the interview? But that's to come in 2 weeks' time. Liam Horan, for now, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Aidan.
And that is Liam Horan from Sliinua Careers, Ballinrobe office, 09495 42965. The free career resource pack is available by emailing getthatjob@sliinuacareers.com.